Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Catherine Albrecht is going to be with us about 10 or 15 after Paul Watson is with us, breaking undoubtedly what is some of the biggest Bilderberg news ever. Google is merging with it. I mean, we know they've been merging, but now they're officially merging it with a total surveillance grid. They're demonizing demonstrators. Here's the Watford Observer. For new listeners, the Bilderberg Group is one of the top globalist crime syndicate meeting places where they buy and sell our politicians in violation of federal law. The Grove Hotel, set to host Bilderberg outside London, one of the most elite hotels in the world. Watson went and stayed there Friday night. And she talks about how, I'm worried about violence. These protesters are always violent. But she goes, I feel lucky that we're elitist enough to have them. I'm concerned about the use of police resources, but it's good. The Grove has been deemed a prestigious enough venue. Oh, so they've gone from Bilderberg not existing to, it's prestigious enough. Perhaps I can chew on the skin growths of David Rockefeller's big toe. The mayor probably wants to suck on David Rockefeller's toes. I'm sorry, folks. A little humor. I'm sorry. Let's go back to Paul Watson. Paul, I cannot say how big this is. I mean, we've got their agenda early. Our sources have been confirmed. It's a giant Google nest. You said you saw them setting up guard nest, and they talked a lot to you the first day. You got a lot of intel. Then they obviously had it under surveillance and freaked out the next day. You've got a lot of this recorded, too, if anybody doubts it.
Well, yeah, isn't it ironic that the Watford mayor is talking about violence when the president of the Supreme Court of Italy and the guy who investigated the assassination attempt on the Pope came out a few weeks ago and said the Bilderberg Group is involved in terrorist attacks in Gladio. I've got the evidence. Watford Observer's not talking about that, are they? They're talking about non-existent violence from peaceful protests.
Shut your mouth, rabble! You will kneel to the Queen now and groom the stool! Why don't you beg to groom the Queen's stool? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Don't Google that, by the way, if you're eating your dinner at the moment.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The other thing, obviously, is when we talked to this hotel manager, he bragged about the fact that Google recruited and met and planned with these same people who worked for Google. One of them was called Wael Gonin, who started the phony contrived color revolutions, the Arab Spring, in Tunisia and Egypt. So this is the central hub where they plan all their social media manipulations and these phony revolutions around the globe. And they're quite happy to brag about it, apparently.
Well, let's not forget, too, I got thrown a day early out of the Bilderberg Hotel in Virginia last year. And it doesn't matter, though, because we've got so many great auxiliary reporters that you've been working with for years there, they're not going to stop us getting the information out. And again, if they try to block me coming into England, it only makes it a bigger story. I actually hope I get to come see you, hang out, see all the folks. I know people want me to go speak at one of these events they're having, one of the satellite events to it. But we win either way. The only way we lose, Paul, is by not engaging these people.
Well, exactly, which is why we need as many people out there as possible. But we've also got some of the leaked agenda that they're going to be talking about, which focuses mainly on Iran and Syria, obviously. They're talking about airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities within 3 years if Tehran doesn't give up its nuclear program. They're also obviously talking about arming the Syrian rebels.
Well, stay there. Come back. I'm going to give you the floor for 5 minutes, and we're getting Catherine Albrecht on. Break down what intel we've got on the agenda. And, man, it's amazing the type of sources we have. People say, well, that's impossible. You know, how could you have sources? They'd be found out. People are sick of all this baloney. I mean, you're seeing whistleblowing on the IRS spying and intimidation. You're seeing whistleblowing on Benghazi. If people just find their fighting spirit, it's over for the Supreme Redcoat New World Order.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Catherine Albrecht's going to be joining us, expert on Google and government spying, and tying it all into the IRS enemies list gate, where the Washington Post is being forced to report, yes, it's true, Inspector General report, the IRS was ordered to, quote, target people that promote the Constitution. That is the essence of treason. To attack the Constitution is the lawful framework of government. So if you promote the law, you promote justice, you're targeted. Sounds like the devil, if the devil was in control. I want you to target people that support the rule of law and justice. Get them now! Drive them into submission. This is the Twilight Zone level of garbage we deal with. Paul Watson has broken. I asked him 3 weeks ago to get down there. He got down there this weekend. Our sources years ago, we confirmed it in Switzerland and St. Moritz, said, look, they've already merged with Google. It's going to be public soon. They're going to transform themselves into this technocracy. They're going to sell it as if it's trendy. And they're just going to hide this new system in plain view. They're going to tax the web, control it. this is the future. We sent Paul and another reporter in. I'm not going to even name all the reporters because I don't want them getting identified and shut down when we try to go back into the hotel. And outside London, probably one of the most expensive and elitist hotels in the world, the Grove, they are having the Google meetings before and after and during Bilderberg. So it's totally transforming itself into Googleberg. And this is private corporate interest setting the agenda and running our governments. They're the ones that control the central banks. They're the ones calling for $100 trillion every decade in new taxes, paid in carbon taxes to them. They're the people trying to organize and run your life. They're the ones that want to reduce population numbers. We've got articles on that today. Paul Watson, tell us what we learned from our sources in the inside the Grove, but also outside, confirming in just triplicate the intel we had and documents we have. Tell people what's in the report up at InfoWars.com on Googleberg and where all this is going.
Well, first off, it's not that snobby inside the hotel. The actual staff are really friendly, so I'm guessing when Bilderberg members are rude to them, which they habitually are, then they'll want to, you know, come back to us and maybe tell us about it. But we got on well with all the staff. They were really nice. So it's not as snobby as you'd imagine. But with regard to Google and Bilderberg, there's two terms that they're throwing around right now, which they'll be throwing around at the Bilderberg conference. One is cyber resilience, which means cyber security, which means more state control over the internet. Of course, all the major cyber attacks have been launched by the US and Israel and then used as a reason for cybersecurity legislation, even though they're behind the attacks. Another one they're talking about is, quote, digital wildfires. They're scared stiff about losing control over the flow of information, and they're actually talking about setting up a Ministry of Truth for the internet, which was the same thing advocated by Bill Clinton, Bilderberg and Google Zeitgeist member back in 2011. So they want an organization that vets what can be published on the internet as news as part of this agenda to stomp out the, quote, digital wildfire.
And by the way, Google delisted us from Google News, 4 years ago? So, and they've done all sorts of stuff to try to delist us. They're now trying to say that our sites can't be, you know, visited. They're not safe when it turns out it's Google software doing it. I mean, these people are simply amazing, and they want to be the internet. They want to decide. That's their answer to the people's revolution of information is total control. It is outrageous. All of the press should be there. And if the press isn't there or the press doesn't cover this, then they're part of the problem. I mean, this is so outrageous to have these technocrats meeting with government, trying to take over the web and dominate it. And Google has committed so many crimes. It's incredible, Paul.
Yeah, and then the media comes out and says, oh, it's just a talking shop. Well, that's not correct, because the former NATO Secretary General, Willie Claes, admitted in 2010 that Bilderberg attendees discuss and come to a consensus, and then they're told to implement those decisions in their relative spheres of influence. So they go there, they agree what they're going to do, and then they implement it. And he admitted that in 2010, and he was a member. Also, of course, Etienne Davignon bragged about how the euro single currency was a brainchild of Bilderberg. In fact, documents going back as far as 1955 confirmed that not only the EU, but the single currency itself, which wasn't even introduced until 92 as an idea, formally introduced in banknotes and coins in 2002, they were talking about it in 1955, a year after they first met. So don't tell me that they don't have power and influence and that they don't implement it, because we've got numerous examples where they do, and we've documented them.
You're absolutely right, Watson. Wow. Now, as soon as you leave us here in a few minutes, we're getting Catherine Albrecht on. But anything else you'd like to point out that's in this big report with videos, photos? This is a major investigative report. You should probably just add a note at the top. By the way, this just culminates years of investigative researching and reporting. Because I don't want people to just think, oh, it's another article. This is groundbreaking. This is the technocratic group that wants to control and dominate our future. Horrible authoritarians trying to pose as non-threatening liberals when they're anything but. And I know you've got more parts coming out in the next few days, but it's time to really call on everybody worldwide to travel there to peacefully protest, and to outnumber the provocateurs and to really, by the way, there's never been violence, but if something happens, you know it's staged the way this mayor is talking. I mean, this is really creepy.
Well, exactly. And I mean, there are several more videos to come. We've got walkthroughs of the hotel. We've got more videos of the outside. But with regard to the agenda, they're probably going to talk about the revolution of 3D printing and, again, ways to control it after the shutdown of Defense Distributed just a few days ago, because they don't want that democratization of production. They don't want people printing off their own weapons, their own tools. They're going to talk about the threat of a global pandemic caused in part by rising resistance to antibiotics. But, you know, given the role of pharmaceutical corporations like Baxter and others, which are represented at Bilderberg, you're talking about a global pandemic, then they're going to be the first suspects, because they routinely accidentally release viruses in labs, then try and send them out all over the world, and it gets buried, it gets hushed up. So they're talking about global pandemic. They're talking about bombing Iran's nuclear facilities within the next 3 years. Kissinger is pushing for that. And then you remember in 2011, before the fall of Gaddafi, Bilderberg gave the final green light to go into Tripoli with the al-Qaeda terrorists they were supporting and getting that done. It happened 3 months after Bilderberg 2011. So they're obviously going to talk about arming the Syrian rebels and trying to topple Bashar al-Assad in Syria, because the Syrian military has been winning major battles in the past few weeks, and it looks like the tide is going against the FSA Obama-backed terrorists. So they're going to.
Well, what do you make
Syria.
Of this headline? This is out of London Telegraph. Under the black flag of Al Qaeda, the Syrian city ruled by gangs of extremists, and admits our government and others put Al Qaeda in charge. And again, it was Google helped fund and run the Arab Spring from this very hotel that they use as a command base. Paul Watson, we're going to get you back on tomorrow with part two of the report. This is a groundbreaking report, listeners. Please get it out to everyone. Let's bring in Catherine Albrecht. Catherine, we're going to break here in a few minutes. You'll be with us for the rest of the hour. This is breaking news. Our source gave us. We went there. We confirmed it. Got incredible intel because Google and Bilderberg use this as a substation now in Watford, England, confirming so much. Now on the heels of the IRS spying, this really shows how these technocrats use their surveillance of us against the American people as a tool of tyranny. I guess it's been said many times, if you don't have your privacy, there's no chance you can be a free person.
Well, and that's why I always say privacy is not an end, it's a means, and the end is really freedom, and they know that, and for them, taking away your privacy is not an end.
Yeah, notice how they get privacy and taxpayer-paid-for security as if we're terrorists, but then we can't have any privacy.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it? So, yeah, but I think they recognize if they take away our privacy that they can also take away our freedom, because that's really, they go hand in hand. I mean, privacy in and of itself isn't worth too much unless it leads to you having a better life that's not under the thumb of somebody else, which is why we all want to hang on to it.
Well, sure, and they want to know what you think, what you're into, so they can tailor their propaganda.
Absolutely. That way, you know, it's a great example of that. In Spy Chips, our book, we talked about how the soft drink companies want to put, actually it was Procter & Gamble, wants to put a reader device in your fridge so they can tell when you drink the last Coke, so that they can run an ad on your television for Pepsi. And once the cable TV, you know, they just send an ad going, hey, the person on, you know, with this account number needs to have an ad for Pepsi right now. And then they can follow up and see how well the ad worked, because they're
and then that
your
conditions
fridge.
You that it's all non-threatening, as the former CIA director said, your refrigerator spying on you. They're just mainlining it like it's cute and funny. And that's what our inside sources have told us. And then they actually do that in via PR, confirming our sources. They're like, oh, we're sweet, though, when we spy on you.
It's market research, because it starts off with products, and then it works its way into worldviews, because what you do, as soon as you can figure out, all right, you're in the market for soda, let me see if I can get you to switch to Pepsi, let me try these five different ads, oh, that one worked, okay, so now I know in the future, anybody with your demographics, I'll run that ad, look how effective that is, and they can follow up and see if it worked. And you can do the same thing with people's political views, their worldviews, the things they care about. You see, gee, a whole bunch of people are having this one particular view, let's try feeding them a set of ads, feeding them content on television, feeding them certain Google results, feeding them in a particular way to mold their minds, and then we can follow up and see.
And
now
then
do they go to the websites now we want them to go to? Do they make the changes we want them to make?
okay, absolutely. We're going to break down why Google and stuff now only shows you what it thinks you want to see. That's to make you comfortable, and then they slowly change it. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've realized why this radio show is successful. It's because I'm real. Despite all of my hyperventilating, all of my getting excited, people know it's real. And I think about Google and all the crimes they've committed, all the things they've done, all the dirty tricks they've played on me over the years. And I don't mean all the Google employees, but the people at the very top of it. And then I know who they are. I know their plan. I've read the Internet 2 meetings for like 15 years online. I've tracked them. I've interviewed all the experts. And then I hear Catherine Albrecht bringing stuff up, and I start literally stuttering and gibbering because it's making me so mad. It'd be like if I went to my neighbor's house and went, hey, there's guys in your backyard, you know, robbing your shed, you know, stealing all your lawn equipment. And he said, well, how do you know that? Well, I mean, they got a truck. They're loading it up. Did you sell that to somebody? I know we're being robbed. Okay? And I'm sitting here watching it year after year, decade after decade. And now they're talking about how they're going to censor the web and control us in the news, not just from my Bilderberg sources. And they're using all our data, and they're surveilling us, and they are tracking us, and they're bad guys. People are like, well, what do I have to hide? Well, you don't want bad guys to know when you've left your house so they can rob you. It's the same thing. These are bad guys. This is a short segment, long segment up coming up. Catherine, how big is this tied into the IRS, though? Because if people think the IRS targeting folks that, quote, promote the Constitution, that's in the Washington Post today. See, that's a bad guy. That's a bad government. Because the Constitution binds them down. It's like WikiLeaks has the quote of Kissinger in a letter at Bilderberg saying, the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes longer. These are criminals. So, of course, they're saying, go after people that want to bind us down with law. Catherine Albrecht, again, Harvard-educated doctor of science and technology and policy, joins us. How big is this IRS thing tied into this?
Well, where are you going to find the people? You know, this is really what it comes down to today, because three generations ago, even one generation ago, if you wanted to figure out who are all the groups who hold these particular views, then you would go to, I don't know, the IRS, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the local police department. Where do you go today if you want to figure out who believes what or who thinks what or who holds what views? You would be stupid to go anywhere other than Google. Because what Google really is, and this is when it finally hit me, Alex, and all of a sudden, like, all these years I've been kind of trying to understand what Google's all about, just crystallized for me, is back in the 1980s, I have an undergraduate degree in marketing, international marketing, and this was before the internet, and all my professors said, you're never going to be, your biggest challenge is in marketing is market research, because people won't tell you what they're thinking about, right? So if I were to call up somebody listening to the show right now and say, hey, listen, I'm a market researcher, just have a bunch of questions for you. Do you have 20 minutes for me? They'd say, first of all, no. And I'd say, no, really, just bear with me, please. Do you have erectile dysfunction? Ever fought with your spouse? Do you have any, sexually transmitted diseases? Dealing with bankruptcy? Maybe you're, maybe you've got a kid that's on drugs. You would say, take a hike. I'm not answering any of that stuff. It's none of your business. So what Google has hit on, and once I finally understood this, all of a sudden everything clicked into place, is Google is not a search engine. They are not an information provider. They're a market research company. And back in the 80s, we couldn't figure out how to get the market research information, but Google hit on the most brilliant thing that has ever, it blows my mind. I sit here in awe of just the genius evil of these guys. What they did was they said, well, I know how we can get people to tell us everything, like whether they've had an abortion or a miscarriage or a fight, or if they have, their deepest, darkest secrets they wouldn't tell anybody. What we do is we just put a little window on everybody's computer in the privacy of their own homes with the shades drawn. And then we let them type into it everything about themselves, and then we just capture it all. And I'm sure somebody said, well, how are you going to get them to do that? And they said, well, why don't we just answer all their questions? So the thing people need to understand, when you log on, and it's not just Google, it's Yahoo and Bing, because Microsoft's in on this too, they're all part of it, that when you log on and you ask a question, that they are not your mom. They do not exist. I mean, ask yourself, why are they answering all my questions for free? They're not your mom. They have no reason to want to give you anything. They do it because they want to know what's on your mind. Now, once they do that for market research purposes, because that's basically what they do, they sell us to marketers. So I've got a brand new, neon pencil that glows rainbow colors, and I want to know everybody who's interested in rainbow colors who's ever bought a pencil. And Google goes, oh, yeah, I can give you that narrow little niche.
And again, the globalists are experts, Catherine, because they always fund their criminal operations with a free market thing, but that's only one sector, as you know, of what they're really doing. You read more of the internal corporate minutes of Google and others that have leaked. I know you know about these. They call it over the horizon time prediction or a crystal ball, and they now brag that they can tell the future with an individual 93% of the time, with mass groups 98% of the time. They know you're going to pull over at that steakhouse before you do. This is literally the eye of Sauron.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. Or heartandbody.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Catherine Albrecht is our guest. It's also important to remember we are not funded by the globalists. We are not funded by the Bilderberg Group. We are not funded by the New World Order. We are funded by our sponsors that are mainly made in America, high-quality, you know, companies. We are funded by you spreading the word. We are funded by you buying books, T-shirts, and videos. By the way, I had them go out on the streets of Austin and pull another 1,000, because I put 80,000 on the streets of Central Texas, of the magazine. The May magazine, as it sold out so quick, the ones that we sell in bulk at cost or for the subscription. We've had so many subscriptions come in that we're running out of the ones we held back for subscriptions. The next 12 issues, the May issue getting into false flags, sold out. So we held back some to sell them as singles, but those sold out. So now I've sent the crew out to grab a bunch off the street that we put out last week. Most were already gone. So we've got a little under 1,000 left you can buy individually with the three free bumper stickers inside each one. And then on top of it, I guess it's free if you pick it up on the street. And then we're also going to, again, hold some more of those back for people that subscribe at InfoWarsStore.com to InfoWars Magazine, which is a hard copy. And as print dies, or as they try to kill it, people are really valuing something that is printed, that they can hold, that's glossy, that's filled with graphics and documentation. It's basically a big color book. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com, or you can simply call us toll-free to subscribe to the magazine or get ProPure water filters with 10% promo code WATER, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we have the most revolutionary, amazing vitamins and mineral supplements from Youngevity, discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can sign up there and get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com, or sign up and pay $10 and get a discount as a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's also a toll-free number there on the site. So again, InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com. Or if you're a new customer and have any comments or questions or help signing up, you can call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, or call customer service 24 hours a day, 888-636-9277. All right, going back to Dr. Catherine Albrecht, a talk show host right here on this network, continuing to look at what the IRS is doing. Again, if the IRS and Obama are in trouble using data to persecute people and using it against political candidates, imagine what's going on with Google. And their whole history, 14 years ago, set up by the NSA and CIA, that's a fact. But when I started covering that, they delisted me from Google News, which, again, is the future everyone is going to face if we let them convert to their technocratic takeover. So, Catherine, getting into this and where this is going and ways to defeat them and all the other facets to this, thank you for joining us. Break that down.
Well, you know, it's interesting because what used to be really hidden 10, 15 years ago when the Internet was first coming to life is now not only obvious because you and I have been talking about it for years, but now they're coming out and saying it. And I don't mean to just pick on Google. Google certainly deserves it. But I think we also need to take a look at what's going on with Yahoo and Bing, which is Microsoft, which is Bill Gates, who's got, I mean, you've done a great job of informing people about all the stuff Bill Gates is up to all over the world. So it's all kind of part of the same thing. Let me point something out that I'm sure you have millions of listeners right now who have Yahoo email accounts. And on June 1st, all of those millions of listeners in like 2 weeks here are going to have to sign up for the new version of Yahoo Mail. And I just want to read this one sentence off of Yahoo's new webpage here. Do I have to upgrade to the new version of Yahoo Mail? Listen to what they say. When you upgrade, you'll be accepting our communications terms of service and privacy policy. This includes the acceptance of automated content scanning and analyzing of your communications content. Now, this is the kind of thing that would have been buried. This is like paragraph two of their main page of, hey, upgrade. So it's no longer even hidden. That's the part that's blowing my mind, Alex, is you and I have been pulling this stuff out of the shadows and showing it to people for years, and people are like, oh, they'd never do that. I had one person, I remember when I was doing my doctoral research, I asked people, do you know what the supermarket card is for? Do you know that every time you scan a thing at your grocery store, they make a record of what you buy, and they can tell exactly the health profile of your family because of it? And I had people look me in the eye and say, that's not true. I don't believe it. That's conspiracy theory. I don't buy it. They're not the CIA. And, you know, I've got incontrovertible proof that that's exactly what they do. And now they're coming out and saying it openly. That's what they want to do. So now you've got articles in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times saying, yes, well, since we have these nutritional health profiles on every household in America, we're going to tie that in with Obamacare and use it, the frequent shopper cards to monitor your health. Well, it's now the same thing with the email. They're now coming right out on Yahoo, and then I want to get into this Google patent that we were talking about behind the scenes here, that Google has now filed a patent to do the same thing, saying that not only are we going to be reviewing all your email, which they do through Gmail, it's in the fine print, every single email you send or receive, they are analyzing, just like Google here, content scanning and analyzing your communications content, but in real time, this Google patent, if you type something that they don't like, right there as you're typing it, it will stop you from literally typing the words. Like a screen will pop up.
Unbelievable. Oh, it's already like iPhones won't let you send a cuss word or even, you know, say double E hockey sticks. I mean, this is the nanny state on steroids. And there's the headline exclusive. Google CIA invests a future of web monitoring. And folks, show people the headline so I can tell them the source on that. That's Wired Magazine. I mean, these guys are out in the open on their power trip, building this artificial control grid environment, just like they game the stock market with instant trading. They're doing the same thing here. This has got to stop.
So can you imagine that you, not only would they know if you were typing something bad in their minds, right? I believe in the Constitution. No, no, you can't say that. that merely writing the letter C-O-N-S-T-I-T, they'd go, nope, and then a little nanny window would pop up. This is what they've patented now with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It's a formally, officially signed, sealed, and delivered document from Google. And what they want to be able to do is say, no, as you're typing the words that we don't like, a little window pops up and says, we're sorry, you can't say that. You're going to have to rephrase it or just delete it or just not say it at all. So not only are they watching or planning to watch, well, already today they're reading and watching every single Google Gmail you send or receive. Even if you don't have a Google account, by the way, if you send an email to somebody with a Gmail account, you agree contractually to their terms of service, even though you haven't even read them because it didn't even cross your mind because you're not the one with the account. But if I send an email to somebody who has a Gmail account and it says, hi, my name's Catherine Albrecht, here's my social security number, for whatever reason, right? Maybe they're a banker, maybe they're my doctor, whatever. Then at that point, Google says, we own that information. And they'll strip it right out, even though it's my doctor's Gmail account. They'll strip out my information, take my social security number right out of that email, and pop it in the Catherine Albrecht account. And you may say, well, why would Catherine Albrecht have a Google account? I have news for people. Every single person on this globe has a Google account. They have one for all of us. Every person they can find, every house, every front of your home, they do Google Street View. They have a picture of the curtains hanging in your window.
And this is beyond 1984. Because they admit they're surveilling and creating detailed psychological algorithm profiles of everybody. And it's beyond 1984 because your smartphone, your appliances, the smart meters all surveil you. And if you don't let them put the smart meter on your house, they come and try to arrest you. And then they brag and call themselves technocrats and talk about how they're going to merge with machines and become God. They are literally on insane power trips.
It's crazy, right? And you're, of course, referring to Sergey and Larry saying, you know, what do you want Google to become? And their answer was like the mind of God. And then the guy that they just hired to head up their entire IT is the man, Ray Kurzweil, who believes that in 2045, humanity will merge with our machines and we'll have a singularity, at which point humanity will become immortal.
And by the way, it's not just Kurzweil. He's their guru and goes to the globalist meetings, and they believe it's actually going to be sooner. They just put that number out there, they say, so we don't get freaked out. Human culture is already over as we knew it because of TV. Now I go out in public, no one's talking. They're all on their smartphones, myself included. But at least I'm talking to people about the Matrix and how to fight it using the system. I'm not saying that's okay. They are just, parents don't even talk to their kids now. In between the TV, the video games, and the smartphones, the language is shrinking, Catherine. Where do you see this all ultimately going?
Well, you know, this is enslaving technology. I mean, I've got an article here about when they hired Ray Kurzweil into Google. Ray Kurzweil plans to create a mind at Google and have it serve you. So this is this plan that there's going to be this artificial intelligence. Something else he said is that our technology will be, in a very short time, a billion times more powerful than it is today. And it's going to become so overwhelming that we will not be able to comprehend it. And the only way we're going to be able to catch up is by uploading ourselves into it, by actually dumping these packages of meat called bodies and becoming one with this technological web. And
well, listen, this is in my book, Descent into Tyranny. There was a 1977 Pentagon document with the World Federation of Scientists overseeing, and it was declassified in 2001 and then reclassified the next year. But they say we're all going to be in these tank pods hooked into wires, and that we'll power ourselves, and that it'll end all war. And people are going, wait a minute, that's The Matrix. The Matrix is actually a movie talking about what they planned in the 70s.
Isn't it crazy? I know. And so, like, keep listening to Alex, everybody, because he gets this stuff years before anybody else does.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not bragging about it.
No, but
I don't get it. They declassified it. I mean, they're going to put us in tank pods.
Yeah.
I mean, they're crazy.
And the reason that you get that is because you got your nose to the ground and they tell us these things. You know, they come out and actually say, here's what we're going to do. And initially they say it in places that are hard to find and you got to really look and you got to be aware.
And then if you cover it, the media says you're a liar, knowing people won't go find where you got it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's right. No, it's true. It's true. And then they try to say, no, you're a conspiracist or you're creating outrageous scenarios to scare people. And then 2-3 years later, they put it right on their homepage, like Google's doing, or like Yahoo is doing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 8 years ago, Watson wrote about their patent to have a camera and microphone listen to you with keyword software, and now everywhere I know says that it must be listening because it knows what they're doing from what they're talking about in the room, and now Google admits it.
See, there you have it. And, you know, like, once again, this Yahoo Mail, you know, this includes your acceptance of automated content scanning and analyzing your communication content. Who looks at that and goes, oh, okay. I mean, this is, let's tie this back to the IRS issue. So we know because of this IRS thing that governments, and this is what they've always done, they like identifying their opponents so that they can then single them out and punish them and harm them. And it may be that they punish them with an IRS audit, which is pretty darn punishing, or it may be that they punish them with the black limo drives up at night and disappears half your family members. But governments punish people who oppose their regime. And this is the problem that you have when you are letting them know every correspondent that you have, when you're letting them know every personal thought, because you're sending it all through these email programs or you're typing all your searches into these search boxes, then it absolutely is inevitable that the government is going to say, okay, well, today it was the people who like the Constitution. Tomorrow I want to know everybody who has a brain in their head. Let's identify them all. You know, that's what they did in Cambodia. Pol Pot killed all of the people with college degrees, and when he was done, he killed all the people with high school diplomas, and when he was done, he killed all the people who wore glasses because he figured that meant that they could read, and when he was done, he killed everybody who could read. And when he was finally done and had killed one quarter of the population of Cambodia in the 1970s, at that point he said, okay, now let's modernize the country and build dams and bridges. And, of course, he had all these illiterate peasants trying to build dams, and they all broke, and it was a disaster. But he identified his opponents at an eventual point as anybody smart. Because he knew that what he was doing was so evil that anybody with any intelligence at all would oppose him. And so he just killed them all. So this is why you don't want to let government know your every viewpoint, your every attitude, even if it's innocuous, like I wear glasses. Keep it to yourself, because they're going to use it against you. It's just, it's inevitable. It's how they work. So crazy, crazy stuff.
Well, Catherine, you've got the floor, because if I interrupt here, I mean, I'm going to run over you. Keep going. Keep rolling.
Well, yeah. So let me jump in. And I know that your listeners, because we've been talking about this a couple of times for 2 years since we've been building StartMail, is we need to be developing tools to have alternatives. And, you know, the tools that I work on, startpage.com, xquick.com, startmail.com, that's the stuff I'm trying to contribute. But you have brilliant listeners out there with backgrounds in computers and engineering and technology, and we've got a lot of smart people on our team. I was really encouraged by something I heard out of Austin, Texas, which I know you have everything to do with this. Somebody was telling me that they did a poll in Austin, and 29% of Austin, Texas residents identified not as Republicans or Democrats or independents, but as members of the Liberty Movement. And that's absolutely, you know, your voice and my voice. We're broadcasting through Austin. 29% of people is a revolution. So let's take that 29%, 30%, a third of America is now caught on, woken up, and alive, and paying attention to this stuff, and we are in an information war. Let's get those people out there, first of all, getting off of these bad tools and onto the good tools, and then second of all, building them. Let's build a new DNS server. Let's build, that doesn't transmit every website you go to Big Brother. Let's build
And by the way, we've got to do this soon, because you were going to be on last week, but we had breaking news. Google has delisted us off Google News years ago. Now they're putting out fake reports on Drudge and InfoWars, and even CNET News had to admit it's Google software we're not even running. Google is lying. This is exactly what they're calling for, what Paul Watson was saying. Their minutes at Bilderberg, they're planning to try to bring in a blacklist like the D notices they have in England to block our sites off the web.
So can we talk about that and the filter bubble, because they go hand in hand. So most people don't realize that there's this thing called a filter bubble, which is, you think that Google is just going to give you the truth about everything all the time because we view them, like I said earlier, like mom, right? You go to your mom, hey, why is the sky blue? And she'll do her best to give you the answer. You go to Google, though, and you say, why is the sky blue? And they take a look at your past history and say, well, let's see, what kind of an answer do we think you're looking for? And if we think that you're looking for, and the reason this filter bubble is so important, they give you the answers that they think you are seeking based on your previous searches, based on their understanding of the little tiny bubble of demographics that they put you in. And the problem that this creates, Alex, is that when you and I go online and we look up, for example, Monsanto, right, or Monsanto GMO, if we go onto Google and do that, you and I are both going to get a whole list of things telling you how terrible it is.
They admit it's social engineering to put us in our own bubble. And then phase two is they start twisting what's in that bubble as well. This is literally digital prisons. Google, folks, is the beast system. Google is evil incarnate.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
About Google, don't you?
That Google is just plain evil.
I'll do a very good. Don't send you a very good Hank Hill. We were just talking about Hank Hill during the break.
I'll be gone, like I said.
You know, I try to joke around about this stuff. This is ultra creepy. They plan to dominate the future. This is the future of warfare. They are robbing you of your privacy, and they think it's all a big joke. And it is a nightmare fight we're talking about. Catherine Albrecht's our guest in this segment and the next. Then Richard Belzer is going to be joining us because he was on during the Boston bombing when it happened. When we said, okay, if there's drills, if there's stand downs, if the patsies are connected to the FBI and CIA, you know it's a staged event. And then all of that happened. And now we know it was a staged event. And just like I told you, the IRS is persecuting people before this came out. I know a bunch of people being persecuted. I've had a little bit of it. I've talked to people inside the IRS, their biggest IRS center in the country, here in Austin, like 2 miles from where I sit. And again, Google makes the IRS look like angels because they are something from 1913. And it is just incredible how they've now come out and go, the IRS is watching your bank account without warrants. Oh, the Defense Department is watching everything you do in real time. And they're building all sorts of NSA bases everywhere. With Google built next door, Google is their front. Google is so they're not under government oversight. Google was set up. Catherine Albrecht getting into how they try to put us into these reservations and how important it is to break out of that, to use other search engines like StartPage.com, XQuick. But whatever you do, just get away from the big guys. Get away from them now. What else do we do to fight these people?
Well, I think first we have to understand it, because when I was talking about this Monsanto example, and if I could just finish the example, it might clarify some things for some listeners who may not understand how this works. If you and my father-in-law both log on to Google.com and you both type in Monsanto GMO food, you're going to get page after page after page of links to like RT.com and all these, you know, environmental working group.com, all these different groups that are going to tell you about how bad the genetic modification is, right? You've seen them. I've seen
because
them.
It knows you're already awake, so it lets you see that. Daddy That's ain't right. going to get any of that.
That's right. Now, when my father-in-law logs on, he's going to get a bunch of investment links that say, hey, Monsanto's stock is up due to their GMO advancements in Africa. Or they might get a link that says GMO crops are breaking new ground and improving health worldwide. Or GMO crops are praised by Ambassador so-and-so of, you know.
Or Supreme Court rules in favor of Monsanto today.
Yes. And so what this does, though, is it creates this notion for us, and this is really important to understand this. For those of us who are awake, it creates the impression that everybody else sees and knows what we know, but they just don't care. And so we then say, well, don't you guys care about what Monsanto is doing? And they look at you and they're like, yeah, they're doing GMO stuff. And you're like, but don't you care? And they say, no, it's great. And so because the information they're being fed is information about how great it is, oh, yeah, they've introduced vitamin B into the rice.
And they do that on YouTube now, run by Google. And every ad company we use, Google ends up buying. They're creating this oligopoly. And you're absolutely right. That's why you've got to send links to people. You've got to show it to them on your smartphone. You've got to be active, folks. Don't just fight in the technocracy. Fight physically.
Because they're ghettoizing us. And so if they ghettoize you and the people that you're trying to reach are seeing a completely different picture of reality, then you are not going to be able to reach them. You're not going to be able to talk to them. And the last thing in the world you got to say to somebody is, oh, just Google it.
Now explain how explain how the Romans used ghettos and others. The ghettoization of Google, the Nazi command base. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.